Perhaps it was no surprise Toke musher Hugh Neff arrived in CarMax ahead of his competitors. In recent years, Neff has pushed his team early.
I just like to be out on the trail by myself, to tell you the truth. I don't want to be around a horde of other people.
Neff says he's running the same schedule he ran 2 years ago. Despite this year's rule change that cuts the mandatory rest in Dawson City by 12 hours.
Who says, is there a rule that I can't stay more than my layover hours? I was thinking about that, yeah, because I don't really plan on leading these guys around the whole race.
Neff's is the only team that rested less than 10 hours by the time they left CarMax.
So I'm in no rush, to tell you the truth. I fully expect the rest of the pack to catch up to me. And for me, though, this was a designed game plan. I didn't want to stop in Braeburn just because I don't like to be around all those people and all the mayhem.
When Jeff King's dog team arrived at the second checkpoint along the Yukon Quest Trail, they were covered in frost, but in good spirits.
How's it going? Are you staying or leaving, Jeff?
I'll stay for a while.
Staying for a little bit? Okay. I just need to do a mandatory check here. So sleeping bag, axe.
The former champion says he has no intention of trying to claim an early lead with sub-zero temperatures and more than 75% of the race still ahead.
I am not going to, like, try to get in front at 40 frickin' below. I am going to be super conservative and very careful and drive my team like they were fine china.
By the time he left CarMax, King's team had rested for roughly 13 hours. He says with temperatures at 40 below and colder, he plans to take advantage of warm checkpoints.
It's pretty much beyond my wildest imagination why anyone would just go through a checkpoint and then go camp out.
No, it just makes me build a bigger fire.
Eureka musher Brent Sass loves to camp out on the trail.
You can ask anybody out there. I've had some pretty big fires going.
Sass camped twice before he took his mandatory 6-hour rest in CarMax. He had to stay in the checkpoint for an additional hour and 15 minutes because of a time adjustment that's based on the order dog teams left the start line. He says his team is holding up well against the cold, but he has a few dogs with tweaked wrists.
I think everyone's got a little bit of stuff going on, especially with the way how hard the trail's been. It's been pretty hard and fast.
When Sass left CarMax, his dogs had rested for about 15 hours. Before he took off, he said he was planning ahead for the Alaska side of the trail.
And I start thinking about, like, the Yukon River by Circle. And that seems like an eternity away, and there's so much that can happen between now and then that I'm in the hunt. So that's all that needs to happen right now. And the biggest thing is that my dogs are in good shape.
Ray Reddington Jr.'s dogs also had 15 hours of rest when they left CarMax. He says a few also have minor wrist injuries. The rookie from Kinnick says his biggest challenge is the weather.
Well, it's definitely no fun on the weather part. You know, the scenery and the people are awesome. But could definitely use a little Kinnick weather, you know. I like mushing with no gloves.
So far, the trail's been relatively smooth, but there is a challenging section of rough jumble ice on the Yukon River ahead. Teams leave the river at McCabe Creek, where they have the option to drop dogs before pressing on for the next checkpoint at Pelly Crossing. On the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in CarMax.